News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
706 FM Talk 106.5, heading for a high around 90 today. Details on that and the rain and the Labor Day weekend forecast with Dr. Bill coming up. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Toy Recovery Traffic Center. They've got that accident involving a car and a tree at Dolphin and Rhymes in the final clearing stage. It's still a good ride if you're traveling in from Baldwin County. From Malbus, Spanish Fort, and Daphne all the way across the Bayway, haven't had any delays yet this morning. The 1065 split, their DIP and 65 seems to matter your traffic there, but nothing else out of the ordinary. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar, the Royal Street Tavern in the Battle House. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Wet Willie member John David Anthony. The music starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't never play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Kelly will be back with us soon this week. Also, right here at home in the state of Alabama, yesterday the discussion of where the flags would sit at half staff or at full staff, that from Washington, but here in Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey directed all state agencies to immediately lower flags to half staff in memory of late Senator John McCain. Ivey's order came at the request of President Donald Trump. State flags are to remain at half-staff until McCain's internment on Saturday at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Ivy expressed her respect for McCain and her sympathy for his family during their time of grieving. Governor Ivy said Senator McCain should be remembered and honored as an honored war veteran and someone truly dedicated to serving his country. His family remains in my deepest thoughts and prayers. So there's the state of Alabama and where the flags will stay. So you'll see state flags today at half-staff.
And on the national scene yesterday, the big story was why the flags were flying at full staff at,
right,
outside of the White House. And we talked about this quite a bit yesterday during Mobile Mornings and on Midday Mobile, because the flag code says when a member of Congress passes away, you're supposed to fly the flag at half staff the day of and the following day. Well, President Trump before has signed an order for other prominent people, once they pass away, to fly the flag at half staff for longer. And by yesterday afternoon, the White House was flying the flag once again at half staff, but plenty of veteran groups before the flag was taken back down to half staff, plenty of veteran groups were upset that it was flying back at the top of the flagpole yesterday. So that was the big news story yesterday. I'm not sure if the president he wasn't aware that they were going to put the flag back up, and whoever was in charge of that was just honoring the flag code.
Mm-hmm.
But he did change his tune yesterday afternoon.
All right. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, and as you're trying to get out the door this morning, well, this is truth. This is just a confirmation research. You know, when you have a research project, just confirms your prior beliefs. We all like those.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like this one. New survey polled 2,000 people, including parents and non-parents, and it found that having just one child makes your morning routine take twice as long.
Really?
Preach. Oh, my gosh. Preach. Average person with no kids said they can get ready for work and be out the door in 22 minutes if they're in a rush. But for people with one child,
mm-hmm,
45 minutes. And if you have more children, well, it takes longer. It's not a huge jump. There's economies of scale working here. For example, people with one child said it takes 18 minutes to have breakfast compared to 24 minutes with people with three children. The top five things that take longer when you have a child: packing for a trip, 36 minutes longer. Try 3.6 hours longer.
That'd be a good day.
Cleaning the house 35 minutes longer. That's baloney because they come along behind you and mess stuff up. Like you just cleaned it. There's a parent thing. Did you not see me just clean that up? Can you just let it be for a second?
You've already got the vacuum out. What's another run around the house?
No joke. I vacuumed the kid with it. Ah, here, I'm coming for you. Shopping for clothes, 33 minutes longer. Ironing, 30 minutes longer. I don't know about that. They're scared of the iron. And going to the grocery store, about 30 minutes longer. Oh, I don't know. That is, doesn't take me any time longer because I do not go with the children to the grocery store because I have to count to 10. You know the parent thing, you're supposed to step away and count to 10.
It would be dangerous for your children if you went shopping with
them. That would be correct. Survey found the average parent has a total of 2 hours of free time a day compared to more than 3 hours for people without children. Parents are also asked what they'd do if they suddenly had a free day without their children around. The top answer was sleep. Sleep without the children around. I'll tell you the thing, getting ready to go. Parents, are you with me here? How about the shoe thing? Just a side note, the shoe thing. Like, shoes come in pairs. There's one for your left foot and one for your right foot. Myself, and I don't remember my childhood, it's been so long ago, but I was pretty sure that when I took my shoes off, they went in the same place. Somehow my children have shoes at different locations. And that, like, I go, how can you not have the other shoe? How do you have just the one shoe? It's nowhere to be found, the other shoe.
Has anyone created a unifoot shoe for children yet where the shoe works on, fits well, both feet?
Listen, my son is quite often presented a left and a right shoe. They're different makes and different shoes, but he's pretty sure that, you know, I mean, there's one for my left foot and one for my right foot. Let's go.
And here's a life pro tip. If when you have a child, if you go ahead and adopt like a 15 or 16-year-old,
that's good.
Then you can just entrust them with getting the children ready every morning.
There you go. So you're onto something.
They'll be super thankful.
Yes, you help out a child there, you help out a teenager, and you help out yourself.
Right.
And maybe something where I could connect the shoes together with, I mean, make it hard for the kids to walk, but some kind of tether between the two shoes. So if I can find the left shoe, I can follow the rope to find the right shoe. Parents, am I alone on this?
And you could also use those little trackers that they sell at the
shoe
store.
Shoe tracker.
Yeah, just use it as a shoe tracker. And then just open the GPS whenever you need to find them.
Okay, there's an app waiting to happen right there. Come on, creators out there. Yeah, where's the other shoe? Have y'all asked that before? Hit me up on the text line, 343-0106. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been arrested for an attempted home invasion and shooting over the weekend in Westmobile. 25-year-old Brandon Williams is in jail. Police say he is one of two men who broke into a house on Lakeview Drive West near Cody Road and Airport. Marianne Wyatt was shot in the leg when she arrived at her home and confronted the men. Wyatt's 15-year-old daughter was home alone at the time. She was not hurt. Daphne police have identified the man killed in the crash on Interstate 10 westbound Monday morning. He's 50-year-old Rodney Lewis Plemons of Loxley. Police say there was a three-car collision around 6:45 in the morning. Shortly afterwards, two 18-wheelers collided. The driver of one of those trucks, Plemons of Loxley, was killed. The westbound lanes of the interstate were shut down for most of the day. A man was killed when his ultralight aircraft crashed into Santa Rosa Sound between Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. The Midway Fire Department says it was the pilot's first solo flight. The aircraft went down nose first into the water. Midway Fire Department says it happened around noon on Monday. His flight instructor was on the beach watching as the plane went down. The man has not been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Did you know that Alabama law requires all pets to be currently vaccinated against rabies? This is State Public Health Veterinarian Dee Jones. Rabies vaccination not only protects dogs and cats from the deadly virus, it also reduces the risk to the owners who could unknowingly be exposed by their unvaccinated pets. Help us protect you, your family, and your pet by getting them vaccinated today.
This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
7:15, FM Talk 106.5, and time for Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Robertsdale Power Equipment. Heads up to coming up on Wednesday night, the return of the Auburn Tiger Radio Show with Bo Meganson, and Thursday night, Tiger Talk.
Yeah.
Happens at 6 o'clock. And, of course, Auburn Tiger football starts on Saturday right here at FM Talk 106.5. Game is Saturday.
2:30 kickoff.
Pre-game starts Wednesday at 1.
Right.
No, joke.
Saturday at 11:30 is when they'll start the pregame, and I'm happy. I'm here for it. I live for it.
Yeah, football is back and smiles all around. 7:16, time for Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Rod Bramlett's entering his 16th season as the lead announcer for Auburn football and men's basketball. He's the subject of the latest Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham. Get a preview after this from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Rod Bramlett and Andy Burcham have broadcast 24 seasons of Auburn baseball together. Relationships matter to the voice of the Tigers.
We enjoy it because we're vested in Auburn, but we're vested in Auburn because of these the coaches that we get to work with. The student athletes we get to know, that's what I think creates the passion that hopefully we convey on the radio. Yes, we live and die with Auburn wins and losses. We're not middle of the road. We're not ESPN. We're not CBS. People don't listen to get the middle of the road broadcast. That's just the way it is, and it's because of the people we work with and we care about their success and the student athletes and the coaches. We're just, that's kind of what keeps me going every year.
To hear this episode in full and other editions of the Talking Tigers podcast, check out the front page of auburntigers.com. Gus Malzahn holds his weekly press conference today. You'll hear from the head coach tomorrow on Auburn Sports Today.
Steel, a company built on real power. Tools built for real people. And dealers who deliver real service. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment to see Steel's full line of lawn and garden products. Steel Fuel Powered Equipment is the number one selling brand in America. Give your yard cleanup a time-saving upgrade with a hard-working Steel blower. Right now, the BG50 handheld blower is just $139.95. Or try Steel's new Lightning battery system that delivers the power to do more on a single charge. Right now, get the new BGA45 battery-powered blower, only $129.95. Robert Steel Power Equipment is a full-line sales and service dealer for steel products and warranty repair. They employ factory-certified service technicians qualified for every machine Steel makes and more. Why keep rebuying disposable big-box equipment? Upgrade to real quality and long-lasting performance with Steel. Visit Robert Steel Power Equipment, Highway 59 South, right at the split by the Catholic Church, or online at robertsteelpower.com. Real people, steel people.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. And Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Visit Dauphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches. Plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, school zones are busy. You've got long lines of traffic on Moffitt near Mary G. Montgomery High School, so keep that in mind. Also, Schillinger at Three Notch Airport, Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. The 65 split, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. If you're traveling from Range Line to Theodore Dawes Road on I-10, you've seen some officers working some radar in that stretch, so be careful. Summer's almost over. Now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms and the spa this weekend. Go to Grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student-athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
By the way, I've got some folks coming in from the Alabama High School Athletic Association this week on the Midday Show. A cheerleading thing coming to town. But I'm going to take that time to ask the question about week zero and week one.
Please do.
If y'all didn't catch this yesterday, just a side note, sidebar here. But so the first weekend of high school football last week,
right?
Those games were not week one of high school football as determined by the Alabama High School Athletic Association. They were week
zero. And it's the same for college football. They call the first weekend where four or five teams' games are played, they call that week zero. And I don't understand. It's, if you're going to add another week, why not add the number to the end? Like, start at week one, and then you'll have 13 weeks of college football seasons. But
I understand they can argue it. I understand what they're arguing, but it's just, can we just call it week one?
Because what does zero really mean when it comes down to it? It means nothing, and that it doesn't count.
Although, I mean, you can argue it's the same way when people say first annual. I say that that's incorrect. It's the first, and then it's the second annual.
Your inaugural, if you want to get
inaugural,
fancy.
Yes, you want to be fancy. But it's just very strange to me talk about hearing y'all on Prep Sports Report on Saturday talking about week zero of high school football. It's like, hey, man, that's week one.
Makes the week feel like it doesn't amount to as much as the other weeks by calling it week zero. We need to start with week one and then work our way up from there.
All right, looking at text coming in here about the children making things take longer for parents. They surveyed people with children, people without children, how long it takes them to get ready. Obviously, it's longer for the parents here. Although, you know, now this is not fair because he's a Marine. He's a very efficient guy, but he doesn't have young children. He said, I'm up at 6:45 and on the road by 7. That's a wake, shower, shave, shower, dress, and go. So,
wow.
Let's see here. All right. There's quite a few people here saying, yeah, they got the same issue. I know that Ben says, the moment when you buy your child a new pair of shoes and an hour after you get home, one shoe is missing, only never to be found. Texter says, my toddler hides his right sock every day, always has a left sock, never the right sock.
Interesting. Haywood says, for two pair of shoes, they've been missing the left shoe on both pairs for 2 months with their six-year-old. You can't wear two rights.
Listen, I just feel better. Maybe as a group, we could console each other that it's not just at our house that you go through the, where is the other shoe? You had the shoe when you came in.
So do you think about that when you go out to buy the kid more shoes and you look at the price? Does the price have to match up with the odds that the child will lose the shoe? Are you thinking about that before you actually make the purchase?
We go through this. We go through the, hey, they're going to destroy the shoes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, early on, we're like, well, you buy a quality shoe, it lasts a long time. That's how we kind of, you know, buy good things and you keep them for a long time.
Uh-huh.
You've been around me long enough to know I keep the same stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I did not, you know, kind of hold on to things.
It's economical.
Right. And I thought for the children, same thing. absolutely changed my mind on that. You buy things because you know they're going to get torn up and messed up, even if you get the highest quality thing. So you buy stuff that's fairly disposable. So there you go. All right. Appreciate that from the text line. A couple things to note. Number one, on this Tuesday, they are voting in Florida. Florida voters going to the polls to select nominees to replace Republican Governor Rick Scott in an election that's caught the attention of the president. Trump has endorsed U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis in the Republican primary for governor over Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. Putnam. In the Democratic primary, U.S. Representative Gwen Graham is seeking to win the nomination in hopes of following her father, big name in Florida politics, Bob Graham, into the governor's office. Graham's being challenged by former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gilliam, billionaire Jeff Green, and Orlando area businessman Chris King. Florida is also picking its nominees for Agriculture Commissioner and Attorney General, and while Scott has a primary in the U.S. Senate race, it's a foregone conclusion that he'll cruise to victory in an effort to unseat Democrat U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. And speaking of agriculture, story in the USA Today, or Wall Street Journal today, talks about some of the help coming to American farmers from the White House here in the wake of the tariff battles out there. Story from the Wall Street Journal's Jesse Newman says the Trump administration pledged to pay farmers $4.7 billion to offset losses from trade disputes with foreign buyers of U.S. agricultural products. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue said the payments would help protect farmers from, quote, unjustified tariffs, end quote. Some nations have applied in response to President Trump's trade policies. China, Mexico, and the European Union and other trade partners have levied tariffs on U.S. farm goods from soybeans to pork to apples, leaving growers vulnerable during a downturn in the agricultural economy. Farmers have been awaiting the details of up to $12 billion in aid the U.S. Department of Agriculture promised to provide them back in July. Now, Mr. Perdue said the payments would soften the blow to farmers while the Trump administration negotiates deals that benefit the U.S. economy overall, including agriculture. Farmers, he said, cannot pay their bills with simple patriotism. But on some farm groups said the spending won't make up for losses from the trade clashes. National Corn Growers Association estimated lower price as a result of the tariffs will cost their growers more than $6 billion this year. Direct payment program allocated $96 million for corn growers. Kevin Schoon's association president with corn farmers said this plan provides virtually no relief to corn farmers. Soybean farmers are in line to get roughly three-fourths of the direct payments. Wow. Lion's share, $3.6 billion, followed by producers of pork, cotton, sorghum, dairy, and wheat. Pork products will benefit the most from a second form of assistance, which will buy up excess commodities. Here we go. Control, command and control economy. $558 million out of an estimated $1.2 billion in production. USDA will also purchase roughly $90 million each of apples, dairy products, and pistachios, among more than two dozen products targeted. So you got direct money going in one form, and then another form, you have the United States, we the people, buying products from these farmers, right? Hope those good foods like dairy products and apples and pistachios end up in school lunches, we would hope. USDA officials said they could decide by December to take a second wave of direct payments to farmers if damages from trade penalties persist. Soybean future prices have fallen 18% since the end of May to a decade low as tariffs took effect in China, the largest customer for the crop. Corn prices have dropped 12% and wheat has declined by 5%. Lean hog futures have tumbled 29% as China and Mexico, big buyers of U.S. pork, levied duties on those products. Now, I would say this. Maybe what happened yesterday with the president discussing this USMCA, U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, not NAFTA, but USMCA, maybe that will help at least on the Mexican side, because I know the Mexicans buy a lot of pork from the U.S.
Carnitas.
Yes.
You need them.
Very much so. And chicharrones, which pork skins down there. So
I love pork skins.
So that's in there, too.
This is just a reminder, you know, even the things that happen on a national stage can have a real-world effect really quickly. Because farmers, I didn't expect them to be saying this so quickly after
this. Big time. Look at those downturns in all those commodities. All right, 7:30, we'll check in with News 5, then Dr. Bill joins us next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Catholic Diocese has removed a priest from his position in Pensacola. The diocese says it's investigating an accusation against Monsignor James Flaherty
The diocese would not say what the allegation is. The last time he served as a pastor of a church was September of last year at St. Paul Catholic Church in Pensacola. Earlier this month, the diocese asked possible abuse victims to come forward regarding a different priest in the diocese. A Mobile man facing charges from a 2017 murder has been identified as the son of Mobile Municipal Court Judge Shelbani Hall. Timothy Hall Jr. was booked into Mobile Metro Jail Monday afternoon. He's accused of killing Larry Willingham during a home invasion on Pleasant Valley Road last August. Police say Willingham died from blood force trauma. Mobile County District Attorney Ashley Rich has recused her office from that case. Downtown Montgomery looks like a movie set this week as filming for Just Mercy began on Monday. The movie is based on Brian Stevenson, an Alabama attorney who fought the justice system to overturn several death row cases. The movie stars Michael B. Jordan and Jamie Foxx. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Once in a lifetime savings right now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Clearance pricing on selected Colonial and Franklin Liberty models in stock with up to $150 in free accessories. 12 months, 0% financing with approved credit and free delivery up to 50 miles. Now's the time to secure your valuables in a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. But hurry, these deals won't last forever and your fire and theft warranty will never run out. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Top North Korean officials are warning the U.S. in a letter that denuclearization talks are at stake and may fall apart, according to three sources with direct knowledge. Correspondent Will Ripley says dictator Kim Jong-un wants a treaty to formally end the Korean War.
The U.S. is still not ready to meet North Korean expectations in terms of taking a step forward to sign a peace treaty. Denuclearization is again at stake and may fall apart, and Pyongyang could resume nuclear and missile activities if that happens.
Arizona, Florida, and Oklahoma are holding primary elections today. In Arizona, three Republican candidates are competing to replace retiring GOP Senator Jeff Flake. Arizona's governor will also need to appoint a replacement for the late Senator John McCain to serve through 2020. Presidential advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner is being fined $210,000 by New York City, which says Kushner Real Estate Company filed 42 false applications to upgrade more than a dozen buildings. I'm Evan Hanen.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Toyota and Uber are looking to catch up in the competitive driverless car market, and their new partnership is a big step. Toyota is investing $500 million in Uber and expanding an arrangement to jointly develop self-driving cars. It would involve the mass production of autonomous vehicles that would be deployed on Uber's ride-sharing network. Facebook's looking for a new head of public relations. Rachel Whetstone is leaving after a year to be PR boss at Netflix. Shares of Caterpillar rose 2.5%. Boeing bounced over 1%, with Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler also getting a lift on the news that U.S. and Mexican negotiators had hammered out a pact to replace NAFTA. Tesla shares dropped more than 2% after CEO Elon Musk threw in the towel on taking the company private. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 259 points. The S&P 500 rose 22, its second record high in as many trading days. The Nasdaq gained 72, also a record. Futures are flat. That's Your Money Now.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts, or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through August 31st, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either up to Mercedes-Benz standards, or it isn't. It's flawlessly maintained, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still there at Dolphin and Rhymes. Also, another accident with injuries at Garden Grove and Theodore Daw. State troopers there at Highway 181 at Timber Creek. That's going to be just north of I-10. State troopers also got another accident off of Baker Road at 7th Street. The Jags football team opens up the 2018 season at home this Saturday, September 1st versus Louisiana Tech at 6 p.m. Find your tickets online at USAJaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Yesterday you called for those showers, and wow, I mean, there were rain-laden clouds hanging around everywhere, and a lot of us got a pretty good soaking.
Except at the airport.
It's in the desert of southwest Alabama.
That's right. Only a trace of rain yesterday, and so far they're only about half the rainfall we normally expect in August, which is over 7 inches. And we've got, officially 3.62 inches so far. So most areas, though, they've had quite a bit of shower activity so far this month. And we've got another day of thunderstorms this afternoon. Some of those may develop around 11 o'clock or so, but most of it this afternoon. High today, around 90 to 92 degrees. The heat index will be up around 102 this afternoon. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, especially in the evening, low tonight around 75. And then tomorrow, another good chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high around 90 to 91 degrees. The rest of the week, another good chance for thunderstorms Thursday, high in the low 90s, same for Friday. And then over the weekend, typical weather to start September. We'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures of 90 to 92 degrees.
All right. In the tropics, I got to think about this, that tomorrow will be 13 years since Hurricane Katrina.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah, it is. But I get reminded, I've got my eldest child that was born during the storm. It's her birthday, so I keep getting reminded. Yeah, it seems like it was not that long ago, but there you go.
Yeah. And, right now it's unbelievably quiet. It's almost been a tradition that we see hurricane activity around Labor Day. So far we're looking pretty good across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. But the Atlantic is really starting to show some activity. Nothing organized, but a lot of thunderstorm activity now over the tropical Atlantic. But as I mentioned, we don't see any development, at least for today and tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and our forecast 24/7 plus our tropical weather updates all hurricane season long. Yeah, I get reminded of the Katrina anniversary. She came early, and it was getting ready for a hurricane. And all of a sudden, the missus said, "Yeah, we're gonna have a baby." I said, "Yeah, again, like 4 or 5 weeks." She said, "No." Like right now. 737 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truett. Truett Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truett Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truettinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truett Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truett today.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did I just say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were you talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Owning a new Buick or GMC is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at McConnell Buick GMC. 1, visit us or go online at McConnellAutomotive.com to shop our inventory. 2, save time and money with our easy shopping experience. 3, drive away in your new Buick or GMC. Right now, you can find 2018 Buick Encores with 18% in real savings. Get a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 for 14% off. That's over $7,000 in savings. Save 10% off 2018 GMC Acadias. That's over $4,000 of savings. And leasing is just as simple when you drive away in a 2018 GMC Terrain for $170 a month. For over 60 years, McConnell Buick GMC has been saving their customers time and money with their easy shopping experience. And now with the McConnell Price Promise, there's no way you can find a better deal anywhere in Mobile on any new Buick or GMC.
Terrain leases for the SLE package. Deal available for current leases of non-GM vehicles. 10% down plus first payment due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. All vehicles are featured with tax tag, title, and dealer fees not included. With approved credit, see McConnell Buick GMC for details.
740 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morton's, heading for that high of the 90s, 77 right now at our studios. And by the way, kids off to school, maybe a chance to gather and identify the junk in the house and get my buddy Trey and his crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to get it out before we get on into fall. Maybe you've got a junk room, not a junk drawer like most of us have in the kitchen where everything goes, but you have a whole room like that. What if you cleared out that junk and turned that into the football cave?
Ooh.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like where your mind is going.
So instead of just having stuff piled up you're never going to use, it's junk, get rid of it, and then dedicate that room to enjoying football.
And like you said, do it while the kids are away, because it's easier for Trey and the crew to take the stuff if the kids' arms aren't grasped around and trying to keep it in the house.
No, that's my favorite thing I haven't looked at in 2 years. Get them to come make that appointment, and you can make a specific time. It's not a spectrum of time. They'll tell you, a actual time on an actual day, and they'll actually be there on time. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're getting rid of junk, commercial, residential, Mobile, Baldwin counties, and they can make it happen very, very quickly. Take the first step and get online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or just pick up the phone and call them at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Story from ABC 3340 out of Birmingham. The State Court of Criminal Appeals upheld 11 of 12 felony ethics convictions for former Speaker of the Alabama House of Representatives Mike Hubbard, including using his office for personal gain. Now, the court released its opinion yesterday afternoon, totaling more than 150 pages. The court did dismiss one of Hubbard's convictions. Attorney General's office says it's reviewing the opinion and has no further comment. They did reach Hubbard's defense attorney Bill Baxley by phone. He told ABC 3340 he was shocked and was still reviewing the opinion. Hubbard's defense attorney David McKnight said, "I haven't had a chance to read it or the other conclusion. We are grateful that one count was reversed, but extremely disappointed the others were not. This is the first step in the appellate process, and we will continue to pursue ultimate reversal of all counts on which Mike was convicted and believe that we will ultimately prevail." Of course, Hubbard was convicted in 2016 of a dozen felony charges in his ethics case, which led to his removal from office. 7:42, we'll check in with News 5 next.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not.
Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green eNational Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
Still on a family dispute, 28-5171.
No, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man has been arrested for an attempted home invasion and shooting over the weekend in West Mobile. 25-year-old Brandon Williams is in jail. Police say he is one of two men who broke into a house on Lakeview Drive West near Cody Road and Airport. Marianne Wyatt was shot in the leg when she arrived at her home and confronted the men. Wyatt's 15-year-old daughter was home alone at the time. She was not hurt. Daphne police have identified the man killed in the crash on Interstate 10 westbound Monday morning. He's 50-year-old Rodney Lewis Clemens of Loxley. Police say there was a three-car collision around 6:45 in the morning. Shortly afterwards, two 18-wheelers collided. The driver of one of those trucks, Clemens of Loxley, was killed. The westbound lanes of the interstate were shut down for most of the day. A man was killed when his ultralight aircraft crashed into Santa Rosa Sound between Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach. The Midway Fire Department says it was the pilot's first solo flight. The aircraft went down nose first into the water. Midway Fire Department says it happened around noon on Monday. His flight instructor was on the beach watching as the plane went down. The man has not been identified. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives.
Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
The Alabama Oyster Shell Recycling Program has collected over 6.2 million shells, creating over 16 acres of reef habitat for new oysters to grow on. Join a social media contest when you eat at a participating restaurant in August. Find something that has the Shell Recycling logo, take a picture of it and you, post it on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and tag the restaurant and ACF. And use hashtag Shuckabuck to support the program.
Good morning, quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Well, with week zero in the rearview mirror, most college teams are preparing for their first game of the season this week. Many coaches yesterday revealed who will start at quarterback after competing for the job through the spring and fall camps. And get this, Nick Saban was not one of those coaches. The Alabama Crimson Tide head coach did not announce whether Jalen Hurts or Tua Tagovailoa has been better through the summer's quarterback competition. He listed both as co-starters on the depth chart.
Let's go again.
Yeah, let's run Nick Saban here talking about listing both as the co-starters.
If I'm ready to tell you, I'll tell you. If I'm not, I won't. All right, so you can assume that. Is that fair?
Classic Nick Saban.
Beating on the podium.
That's week one Nick Saban right there. That's not a week zero Nick Saban.
Right.
Alabama opens the season Saturday night in Orlando against Louisville, and we could probably expect to see both quarterbacks in that game. Yesterday, Florida State's new head coach Willie Taggart announced that DeAndre Francois has been chosen as the Seminoles' starting quarterback for their season opener against Virginia Tech. Francois started the entire 2016 season, and he won the job over 2017 starter James Blackman. Blackman took over last year when Francois suffered a season-ending injury in a week one loss against Alabama. Florida head coach Dan Mullen named redshirt sophomore Felipe Franks the starter at quarterback against Charleston Southern. Franks won the job over Kyle Trask and true freshman Emory Jones. In eight games last year, Franks completed 125 passes for 1,438 yards. He had 9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. Ohio State transfer Joe Burrow will start at quarterback for the LSU Tigers when they open their season against Miami this weekend. Burrow won the competition over sophomore Miles Brennan. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 2-0 on Monday. Bay Bears did not score, but second baseman Riley Unruh was able to stretch his hit streak to 12 games. He had a single in the sixth inning. Tonight, Mobile wraps up the 5-game away series in Pensacola at 6:35 p.m., and then the Bay Bears will be back in town to begin their final homestand and final 5 games of the season, beginning Thursday against Montgomery. In the major leagues, Steven Strasburg won his 7th game of the year on the mound, and the Washington Nationals beat Philadelphia 5-3. The Atlanta Braves were off on Monday, but they now lead the Phillies by 3.5 games in the NL East division race. The Chicago Cubs' Anthony Rizzo had 2 doubles, and this home run.
Rizzo in the air, way back there, and gone for number 22.
And Rizzo's Cubs defeated the New York Mets 7-4. San Francisco shut out Arizona 2-0. The Chicago White Sox beat the New York Yankees 6-2. Houston won their 6th game in a row, beating Oakland 11-4. The Astros stretched their division lead over the A's to 2.5 games. Baltimore shut out Toronto 7-0, and Mike Trout hit his 31st home run of the year as the Los Angeles Angels beat Colorado 10-7. In NFL news, the New York Giants and wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. agreed to a 5-year, $95 million contract extension. Beckham's contract awards him the highest guarantee ever for a wide receiver at $65 million, and the deal averages $20 million over the first 3 years. That means Beckham now makes more than Pittsburgh receiver Antonio Brown's $17 million per year average and Tampa Bay receiver Mike Evans' $55 million in total guaranteed money. Beckham's entering his 5th season. He's a 3-time all-time Pro Bowler that's caught 313 passes for 4,424 yards and 38 touchdowns in only 47 games. In the NBA, longtime San Antonio Spur Manu Ginobili announced his retirement after 16 years in the league. Ginobili captured four NBA championships while becoming the Spurs' all-time leader in three-pointers made and steals. Ginobili and LeBron James are the only two players in NBA postseason history with at least 3,000 points and 300 three-pointers in the playoffs.
Wow.
10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 1065.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending. And yet, you must continue the battle against dirt. Now, there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 1065 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still got that accident off of Baker Road and 7th. Dolphin and Rhymes involving a car and a tree. Also have got one near Garden Grove and Theodore Dawes. Keep in mind the drainage improvements northbound 65. That's going to be near exit 45 at Bayman Ave. It's going to be slowing up the interstate again today. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th at the Mobile Fairgrounds this year. For details, see them online at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 752 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Three big things, top of the stack on our website, fmtalk1065.com. And things we'll be talking about with you next hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. United States and Mexico tentatively set a deal to replace NAFTA. Also, Fairhope man charged with attempted murder of a police officer. And the Keep Mobile Beautiful building compost bins for new recycling project going on. Give you more details on that coming up. Plus, Quinn Hilliard joins us after the top of the hour news. Phone number, text line 343-0106. 343-0106. All right, so the folks at Wallet Hub that seem to... I don't even have them on the show anymore. because they seem to hate they seem to hate Alabama and everything they come out with. But what they do is they crunch numbers and they come up with, they go and look at data sets and they'll get census or, you know, whatever different number sets out there and say, well, this will be the top state for this or the worst state for this or the best, you know.
They're always ranking things.
Right. They are a ranking group. They crunch numbers and rank. Well, they've ranked every state from now, all states from hardest working to laziest. Okay.
This will be interesting.
So hardest working state to laziest state, they use factors like average work hours, employment rate, unused vacation time, commute time, people with multiple jobs, and leisure time. Okay, so those are the sectors they used here. The 10 hardest working states, according to Wallet Hub, Alaska.
Okay.
I'll argue there that Alaska, number one, you got to work or you die. It gets cold. But also, I think it's not fair because so many people from the lower 48 go up there and work. You know, and then come home, but they're up there working the whole time. North Dakota, same kind of thing. Wyoming, South Dakota, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Texas, Colorado, Virginia, and Kansas. So those are their 10 hardest working states. The 10 laziest states.
Okay. I'm not feeling good about this, but
Michigan, Rhode Island, West Virginia, New Mexico, Oregon, Ohio, Nevada, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, and Alabama.
Ah, now were you reading from 1 to 10 or 10 to 1?
So that was just the top 10.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, so the way the ranking goes here, and so Alabama's ranked 41st hardest working, Pennsylvania 42nd. So Pennsylvania is less hardworking than Alabama, which is wild to me because, you know, my kin from that side, well, maybe my cousins now, but everything my grandparents back, physically the hardest working people I'd ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh. Lots of farming up there, but yes. I wonder if those numbers would have been different. I'm sure they would have been different back when a lot more steel mills were operating up there in Pennsylvania.
Right, and they also broke it down here by those different sectors. So, highest average work week of hours, Alaska. But, you know, they don't take into effect that when people are up working on the slope and all that in Alaska, they're grinding, getting the hours done so they can come back home.
Back to Rhode Island.
Yeah, in North Dakota, you got oil fields there, you know, and they probably return home to Rhode Island as well. So Alaska, for average work week hours, Alaska 1, North Dakota 2, Wyoming 3, Texas 4, number 5, Louisiana. By the way, all those are oil and natural gas producing states. They didn't say that, but I look at it, and that's true. I don't know if it's a corollary there, but though that is factual. Highest employment rate, Hawaii is number 1, North Dakota number 2, New Hampshire number 3, Colorado number 4, Nebraska number 5. I love this. Lowest idle youth rate.
Okay, that means probably fewer drugs and crime in the streets.
Right, and dang kids out up to no good. Iowa number 1 with lowest idle youth rate. Tie for number 2, Massachusetts and Minnesota. Tie for number 3, New Hampshire, North Dakota, number 5, Rhode Island on that. The highest idle youth rate, Arkansas at number 46, New Mexico 47, a tie at 48, Alaska and Louisiana. So the kids aren't working, but the grown-ups are, and West Virginia coming in at 50 there. Lowest employment rate, okay, here we go, Mississippi 46, Louisiana 47, 48, West Virginia 49, New Mexico 50, Alaska. And lowest average work week hours, Michigan number 45, tied with Vermont, Massachusetts 47, Oregon 48, Rhode Island and Utah tied for 49. So there you go.
I just can't believe Hawaii wasn't one of the 10 least working states. I mean, why move there?
That's right, to be able to chill out, man, not to go to work, right? All right, coming back, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings. Quinn Hilliard joins us, plus you turn up your voice at 343-0106.